Submodule 2.2 Common Emotional Reactions to Grief: Shock, Denial, Anger, Sadness, Acceptance. Grief is an intense and complex emotional experience that can evoke a wide range of reactions in grieving individuals. While each individual experiences grief uniquely, there are common emotional responses often observed in those facing loss. These reactions can include shock, denial, anger, sadness, and acceptance. Shock is often the first emotional reaction to a sudden or unexpected loss. The grieving individual may feel stunned, numb, or disconnected from reality. They may struggle to believe the loss is real and may experience a sense of unreality. For example, following the announcement of a loved one's death, a person might say, "I can't believe it," or "This can't be true." Shock is a psychological protective reaction that allows the individual to gradually handle the emotional impact of the loss. Denial is another common emotional reaction to grief. As mentioned in the Kubler-Ross model, denial is an unconscious attempt to deny the reality of the loss and continue living as if nothing has changed. The grieving person might avoid talking about the loss, continue to prepare meals for the deceased, or refuse to participate in funeral rituals. Denial is a normal temporary reaction that allows the individual to gradually adjust to the new reality. Anger is a common emotion in the grief process. It can be directed towards various targets, such as the deceased, oneself, others, or even abstract entities like God or fate. For example, a grieving person might be angry at their deceased spouse for abandoning them, or they may feel anger towards doctors for not doing more to save their loved one. Anger is often a reaction to the helplessness felt in the face of loss, and can mask more vulnerable emotions like sadness or fear. Sadness is the emotion most commonly associated with grief. It can manifest in crying, a feeling of emptiness, a loss of interest in usual activities, and withdrawal. Sadness is a normal and healthy reaction to loss, as it reflects attachment to the deceased or to the lost situation. However, if sadness is intense and persistent, it can transition into depression that requires specific care. It is vital to distinguish normal grief sadness from clinical depression. Acceptance is often considered the last stage of the grief process, although it doesn't necessarily mean the end of pain. Acceptance involves acknowledging the reality of the loss and beginning to envision life without the deceased or the lost situation. This might be accompanied by a sense of peace, gratitude for the time spent with the deceased, and a willingness to give new meaning to one's life. For example, a person who has lost their job might decide to pursue a new career or long-neglected passion. It's crucial to note that these emotional reactions do not always follow a precise order and can overlap or reoccur over time. Each grieving individual will experience these emotions in their own way and at their own pace. Some individuals may quickly cycle from one emotion to another, while others may linger longer in a particular phase. The role of the grief coach is to offer a compassionate and non-judgmental space where clients can express and explore their emotions, while assisting them in developing healthy coping strategies to navigate through this difficult time. Key takeaways: 1. Grief can evoke various common emotional reactions, such as shock, denial, anger, sadness, and acceptance. 2. Shock is often the first reaction to a sudden loss, manifesting as a feeling of numbness and disconnection from reality. 3. Denial is an unconscious attempt to deny the reality of the loss and continue living as if nothing has changed. 4. Anger, common in the grief process, can be directed towards various targets and may mask more vulnerable emotions. 5. Sadness, the emotion most commonly associated with grief, manifests in crying, a feeling of emptiness, and withdrawal. It's important to distinguish it from clinical depression. 6. Acceptance involves acknowledging the reality of the loss and beginning to envision life without the deceased or the lost situation. 7. Emotional reactions do not always follow a precise order and can overlap or reoccur over time. Each grieving individual will experience these emotions in their own way and at their own pace. 8. The role of the grief coach is to offer a compassionate and non-judgmental space where clients can express and explore their emotions, while assisting them in developing healthy coping strategies.